appears that this sheer desperation out there. There as our election gets closer and closer and closer. How many days ahead? Is it 7 days ahead? The Labour Party appears in a desperate, in desperate campaign mood, getting the children involved with school bags and horns, and everybody's calling my phone to tell me, Maris, what is going on there in the city. Kalai John Baptist, you got a view of what everybody's talking about?
Matt, good afternoon to you. Before we get to that, I just want to clarify something. I just read a news item from Americhi Farrell, the second part, and he states that I said that the media was asked to leave. That's erroneous. I never said that.
Okay.
So they need to get it right. I never said the media was asked to leave. And I said that because it's a chamber matter. Chamber matters are held in chambers, and of course, if you're not party to it, you have to leave. But I never said the media was asked to leave. So they need to correct that. That's misinformation and that's misquoting me. I need that record set straight before then people are going to say that I said that and I never said that. So please, Q95, get it right. No, you asked me a question. What was the question again?
Kalai, we're talking about the children on the streets.
Yes, I did see a number of children with this horn blowing and with Labour Party school bags on their back.
Labour Party school bags?
Yes, on their back. Yeah. A number of them in the city. And they, in fact, I was moving across around Loto area. There's a whole lot of children coming across. And they have that thing blowing. Oop, 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 oop. And moving across, I saw them with their school bags and their paraphernalia. School children.
I've never witnessed that, Kalile. I mean, I've been around for a little while. Children getting involved in election on that level?
I don't know. They have their thing. I was just surprised to see them in that, you know. But, Mad Boy, expect anything. Expect the unexpected.
What's the mood? What's the mood in the city as we speak, Kalile? What's the mood? What are you hearing there on the streets, huh? What are you hearing?
When you see what I'm hearing,
I'm saying, are people really getting ready for the election?
Well, an election is scheduled for the 6th of December. If you move across, you would see the 100 yards that has been demarcated. All across, it has been demarcated. So, I guess every people are getting ready for it. Again, remember, we have this court case which continues this afternoon at 2 o'clock. So let's just wait and see. Remember, there's an application asking the judge to recuse herself. So all those things, we need to hear where it's going. If that happens, then I don't know. So I'm not even sure.
As a matter of fact, Kalai, I got a call from somebody in the diaspora was trying to, you know, asking me, Matt, should I still come? And you want to come to vote, but should I still come? And I said, maybe let's wait until we hear what's going on there in the court. So some people are still undecided at this time whether they should still come to Dominica.
I know of some people who has left Canada. I just got some names who has left Canada. Some left Washington, D.C. The tickets paid for by the Labour Party. And they are en route to Dominica. Some were traveling via D.C., are transiting via New York JFK. So I am aware of that. It is what it is, but
it is what it is, but I know a lot of Dominicans are very angry at this time with this continuing to happen. I got a report there on Choice TV this morning, which I will share again this afternoon. Even people on the outside are saying this is not fair to us here in Dominica that these people are coming in after staying out years in the diaspora, but still continue to try to have an effect on the election coming up.
Well, if the passage is paid, and just think of it, Matt, you live in Canada for 15 years, you've never been back home to Dominica, it's really tight, and you were called and you got a ticket to come to Dominica. Your name is on the list, you've not been there, for how many years? Over 5 years. Few people will refuse. I mean, you have to be one of impeccable integrity, and I use the word impeccable integrity, for you to refuse it. A chance to come home to see your family, you come.
But then you leave the rest of us in misery.
Exactly my point.
But some people really have a conscience. I got a text message, Kalai, from somebody in Antigua who says, "Matt, I'm going to take the ticket. I'm going to come home to make the change. I'm now 26, and the first time I voted for Labour, and I waited almost 6 years to get a job in Dominica. I had to move to Antigua to get a job there, but this time I'm taking the ticket, and I'm going to come home to make change." So some people are thinking differently.
But Matt, has that person been out of Dominica for over 5 years?
Yeah. Actually, she has been out about six.
So it's not fair either.
When she comes home, she's one who can vote. She has been home and moved out of Dominica maybe the last 2 years.
Oh. If it is within 2 years, okay. But if she has been out for 6 years, whether you come in to vote for UWP or not, it is wrong. And I maintain that. So it cannot be wrong for one and right for the other. It is wrong. Full stop.
Well, Kala, we'll have to keep monitoring what is going on here. I'm hearing some music there in the background there. So the momentum is picking up there in the city. And the UWP is launching their manifesto tomorrow in New Town. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about that. But Kala, again, keep watch. I'll maybe call you closer to 2 o'clock to see what's happening there in the courts. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. So some people are actually here as we speak, coming home to vote. Hello, talk to me.
Good afternoon, Matt, again.
To you.
Man, let me say a few words to the Haitian in Dominica. I say, s'il vous plaît, pas mélanger à l'élection Dominique. Laissez-nous faire ça, nous faire. Moutez à pays à des autres. Laissez Dominique et l'élection Dominique. Est-ce que t'as merci.
All right, I'm just being told there via text that Australian lawyer Cabral Douglas, he's in the next documentary addressing labor rights on Al Jazeera. I think there's a next episode there, so Cabral Douglas will be in that documentary. He's an Australian lawyer this time, Dominican, who's now turned, yes, Cabral Douglas addressing, Dominica in that next documentary from Al Jazeera. I'm into a few more episodes. Yes, so let's continue. The young men, We Are the People, just left the president's. I was there this afternoon there. Of course, a meeting was scheduled. And they will be speaking to us in a few minutes. Before we introduce the next guest in the house, let's listen to a little piece of that documentary of Al Jazeera. Let's do this and come back.
What did this way is substantially affluent? He's in the millions. Nobody knows, but he's worth a lot.
Skerrit denies any corruption or illegality. In Dominica, he's building a new home. His family also had a base in New York, across the river from the United Nations. But is the apartment linked to a secret deal for a diplomatic passport? The evidence for that starts with Diazani Alison Madueke, who was Nigeria's Minister of Petroleum Resources.
Every Nigerian will be touched by the rewards and the proceeds from the oil and gas sector.
4 years later, her last day in office, she's facing allegations she looted billions of dollars of oil revenue for herself and corrupt associates. The week before, in London, she's personally handed a Dominica diplomatic passport by Prime Minister Skerrit. A passport which could shield her from criminal charges. We found documents showing a few days later a shell company forms in Delaware, an American state where laws mean the true owners of the company are kept secret. 4 months later, that shell company buys the New York apartment for $2.2 million with no mortgage. Property records confirm the Prime Minister's wife, Melissa, was a resident. Photos place the Skerrit family there. Both designed.
All right, Dominica, we're back. It's 1:16 in the afternoon. Of course, a group of young men just met with the president of Dominica, Angelo Savarin. They've been meeting with him since morning, I've been told, and they will give us an update as to what just happened at that very interesting meeting there with Mr. Savarin. Mr. Charles Angelo Savarin. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. This is Sherwin here.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Who's this?
Oh, this is Seth Gossi.
And this is Tola.
Tola. You're missing an interesting person there from that group. Is he okay?
Yes. Oh, yeah. All right. Apparently, yes.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, you may have missed the meeting, but you guys decided to go.
Yeah, we decided.
What happened there? What happened?
Matt, to start off with, as expected, waste of time.
A waste of time meeting?
Matt, I didn't put what in my mouth to say what I have to say, no, Matt. I get to your ass, real as it is. The man tried to spin us around, just to find out that he can't do nothing for us. That's his last word.
He said nothing?
Nothing he can do. What he can do? You're spinning around, Matt.
So you told, what did you tell him you want? All you wanted?
Electoral reform and voters' ID card. Matt, the man trying to use all kind of example that make it no sense. Me as a layman, don't understand what the man's saying. You understand me? Waste of time.
Tola.
Well, apparently, Matt. Good afternoon, Dominicans, and to all the people of Rosa South. All I can tell it to you all today, we had a meeting with the president, and he has no form of relenting to the people. He made it clear to know that there's nothing within his boundaries that he can do towards electoral reform or cleaning the voters' list. It is up to the electoral commissioner, yeah. As he was told to us, and he said he can only get that permission from the electoral commissioner to either further the date of the election, to give the people electoral reform and voters' ID card. So apparently he shows that he has no power in his hand and in control to do something like that or even to see something for the public, which I find is kind of possible because what is the use of a president? You understand? I mean, if we have a president
getting 40,000 a month,
you know, and you see in the state that the country is going into because of no electoral reform and no voters' ID card, the people are getting more angry day by day, which I told him. He probably don't know how he may be on the grounds because he's enjoying his excellency. But we are the ones on the grounds, and day by day we are hearing the anger from different people every day that they need to do something about voters' ID card and electoral reform. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot have imported voters coming into the island and voting, going back tomorrow and living with the people that they every day to face our struggles after this election. I told him this is something very impossible to happen because.
So you guys were just not impressed with what came on the meeting?
Totally not impressed.
How long was that meeting?
From since 10:30 this morning to
about 2 hours.
10 minutes ago, we finished.
The meeting was about 2 hours.
Matt, from the beginning, I see the foreplay and everything. We reached at the gate, and then the police came with a list
of me.
And he said, it's only 5 hours I can go inside. We tell him what we send you all a list of people that was coming to see the president. He said, nobody, that list showing us 5 of us. So the person he gave the list WhatsApp the list too. Came and they pull up the list and said, look, the list of people. So what is that we have? So a bunch of us had to stay outside, including me.
Uh-huh.
What would I have to see, man? Actually, we put the president to a test. And people observe that to find out which side he's standing on.
Yeah.
And today,
we found out.
He shows directly where he's standing.
Labour party to the bone.
He's standing with the criminals.
Labour party to the bone.
That is not our problem. That is for the international police. And for him to answer to the international police. Yeah. Because everything there, Matt, everything there is just a give. Because it's not me fighting. It's just to say, call up the election for how much amount of days, and we do our re-registered, clear our voters list, and all is well, we vote. That's all. Who win, we have to follow the leader.
Man trying to spin around. 2 hours spinning around.
And apparently the meeting wasn't just us alone. We had with us.
Who was it with you?
Curtis Augustus, Sever Mackenzie, and
Anthony Libla.
They're also with us.
And even
Curtis Augustus is even telling Mr. Sabre the situation on the ground right now, how it is. He do not want to see the country, you know, which is God-fearing and peaceful, turn from a sin to a devil. He do not want to see that, because that is what his feeling is telling him it's going to turn out to if the people don't get electoral reform and voters ID card.
And Mr. Sabre did not listen.
And Mr. Sabre, for a person like Curtis Augustus, who is about same age group as him,
yes,
and they work together.
Work together, freedom writers him also. I mean, telling you something like that, you should see is not, Curtis Augustus is not only looking just for a political party, he's talking in general that it makes sense to give the people reform and voters ID card, which I agree with him, because this is dangerous, man. This is dangerous. If you do not want to do something like that, it's simply to show there is something you are hiding or you're trying to protect in some form of your interest. But this guy is telling the people, or I can tell it to the people from Mr. Savre, we will have to go back to the Cool Wash Brigade. We will have to go back and stand for our rights to make sure that these guys decide to give us what we need. This is not a thing that we want. Electoral reform is not something that we want.
Our
life is based on our democracy. Our freedom is based on that, and we need that.
So are you guys going to be joining? I'll take you back in a minute. Are you going to be joining the, I think it's a March for Freedom?
That's where we're going on, Matt. Yeah,
well, we cannot do join it, Matt, because I mean, probably the whole of Dominica know we are part of it.
Yeah.
So we cannot do be involved.
We the people.
We the people.
It's a We the People movement.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you weren't meeting this morning, but we shared that story, which I want to share with the rest of Dominica this time, from Choice Television, that's, I guess, monitoring Dominica at this time. And they came up with this. And one of the observers, one of those guys who came to have the meeting in Dominica, shared this with Choice News. Let's listen there for a minute.
While elections in Dominica are nearly a week away, the cries for electoral reform appear to be falling on deaf ears. A report which was submitted in August of this year, following a joint mission by the OAS, CARICOM and Commonwealth, highlighted an urgent need for reform and provided specific recommendations, none of which have been implemented. In our continuing coverage of the unfolding contention, we spoke to one electoral observer who has participated in multiple missions to Dominica and was part of the process which provided several recommendations.
Without input in politics, I believe the Prime Minister of Dominica needs to take a better approach. I do not think it. I mean, I've been observing, I've been watching his approach to the whole thing. I think it's unbecoming. I believe if the Dominican authorities had implemented the recommendations sent to them by the OAS, what is happening in Dominica now probably would not have happened. I believe it is unfair to be in a democracy and there is no democracy.
One of the primary concerns highlighted in the report from the joint mission was issues relating to voting by Dominicans living overseas.
You have persons who live abroad who have not contributed any way at all to the socioeconomic development of Dominica within the electoral cycle, which is the last 5 years. All right? But here it is on election day. They are planed into Dominica, all right? Come in, put the cross, and the first opportunity they get, they leave until the next elections. That means they are literally coming into Dominica, impose a government on the people who are striving in Dominica. Okay? And they don't care whether the government fail or the government does well. So I believe it is not fair to have, whilst, yes, it is their country, but in order to be entitled to vote in your country, you need to have been there at least, like we have in St. Lucia, at least 6 months within, you know, that electoral cycle.
After the 2014 elections, the opposition alleged that Dominicans living overseas had been bribed to vote through the purchase of return airfare to Dominica. Under Dominica's Registration of Electors Act, it states that a registered voter may be deleted from the register if they are absent from Dominica for a period exceeding 5 years. However, there is some contention over the interpretation of this, as the law refers to absence and not residence. It could therefore be interpreted that someone has not been absent for 5 years if, for example, they have returned to the island once every 4 years. The report from the OAS, CARICOM and Commonwealth after the 2014 elections suggested that existing legislation would therefore qualify the majority of Dominicans living overseas to return home to vote. The report further stated that there were individuals who had been out of the country long enough to be disqualified but did actually return to vote, either of their own accord or through financial inducement from political parties. As a result, the report highly recommended that the matter become the subject of national discussion in order to have the electoral legislation reviewed. Another serious concern after the 2014 elections, which has still not yet been resolved, was the need to improve the system of identification of voters.
You see, what they have now, it gives people the liberty to do many things. The voter ID they have now, that could be duplicated over and over and over and over again. And like I said, it is something, I mean, in the 21st century, that needs to change. I, with multiple voter IDs, this here is a voting station. All right, I've gone there, I've done my voting. Whilst the little ink on the finger, that could be removed very, very easily. There are things one could do prior to voting that when you dip your finger in the ink, a minute later you could get the ink out. All right? What guarantees do you have, because it's not electronic, that 100 yards from here there's another polling station, that this person cannot just go clean his or her finger and find themselves there? How would the authorities at that station know that this person have just voted? All right, so you know, these are the things that they need to understand. It's not because there is a polling station that somebody or the people there will know persons have voted. You have no controls over that when you do not have the proper documentation.
There have been at least two failed attempts to review the legislation which would address the concerns over proper identification and voting by persons residing overseas. Elections in Dominica are scheduled for December 6, 2019, although they were not constitutionally due until March 2020. With the days until elections quickly ticking by, it seems very likely that this election will be riddled with the same issues witnessed in the 2014 elections. For Choice News Now, Amani Mathur reporting.
Valfairy announces shopping Fridays in December for only $250. $250, Monsieur Madame, $250. One day shopping in Guada. Friday, December 13th and Friday, December 20th. Departing the Rolls of Ferry Terminal at 6 a.m. The Cabaret's Port at 7 a.m. On return, departing Guadeloupe at 6 p.m. Book your space on Val Ferry. Contact our offices at 440-3457 or 445-6048. Shopping Fridays in Guadeloupe, Timal. C'est Val Ferry. Nous qu'à servir pour nous là.
Oh, it's a happy day. Good day, Astafan. Apokoli, on Saturday, November 28th. Moun ke sorti hot to pass to Dominica. Pis, la porte funet still galvanage. Tout kalti bagay ki ka mache sorti for Astafan and straight to your homes. Yes, 15% discount. Asu ne pot bite ou gen kote Astafan. Apokoli, asu jousala. Friday, 30th, November. Pis, se customer appreciation day. Astafan. Jean Sky Pontin. Juste là pour moutuer appréciation for all its customers. Et puis on 15% discount plus free sampling and prizes to be won at the home and building of Pokole. Home builders là, oui. Ronald avec Robert Cindy. Missy actuellement, you guys party down stairs you. Gilbert D. And Stefan, I was waiting on you. Yes, Chepanty avec Marson, electrician, plumbers, tools and equipment pour t'en avoir copain. 15% discount on all cash purchases. Saturday, 20th November, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Take it up now.
There's always more to share with Digicel. This Christmas, sign up for a variety of premiere TV and internet package to receive 50% off for 3 months. Sign up today and get the chance to be among weekly winners of amazing prizes too. Save more and win more this Christmas. Visit a Digicel store.
Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, son?
Yes, love.
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union. Low monthly payment, 1% interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2020.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan. And we will have the chance to win $300 Laja Shesh.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loan officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from November 6th to December 20th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
Personne pas arrivé pour dire nous. But if they could, they would say something like this. I like Linus Vep la do. Et moi j'étais tellement content. My family brought me to Linus after I die. And the way Linus took care of my body with respect and dignity. Ma jamais t'avais carte ouest spécial à l'aimoté vivant. Linus Funeral Home. 30 years of experience, professional, reliable and compassionate service. With a 24-hour emergency service. So l'on mon humour, pas quitté un yen basou diw. Qui est 449-1800-275-7564-449-2100. Or the emergency number 277-1800. Evacuate tout busy in la Linus. That time is for you to breathe and grieve. Linus is not willing that any should die. But Bobot, Zandra, you must go. So when you go, go with the best chaperone. Linus, you never home. Mama Tutu Famdi, si c'est pas Linus, il a vini à l'épée.
Our numbers are 449-1800, 449-2100, 275-7564 and 276-0400. Call Lyndhurst Funeral Home today.
The Dominica Calypso Association announces the opening of registration for participants in the 2020 Calypso Competition. Calypsonians are advised to register at our Turu spot in the Privo Cinema. Registrants who do not have a DCA ID card are advised to leave a passport size photo upon registration for preparation of your DCA ID cards. Rehearsals are scheduled to commence immediately following the national general elections. Eliminations will be on January 4th, 2020.
Easter Trading Limited Super Sale is on. Shop and save with special buys this Thursday, Friday, Saturday only. Libby's Green Beans 15 ounce, now $2.95. Kalaloo Kanda Soup 19 ounce, only $9.95. Green Pigeon Peas 15 ounce, free $3.95. 15 ounce Chickpeas $2.95. 15 ounce canned mackerel, free $3.95. And 200 grams, only $1.95. Selected 12 ounce Portman cookies, only $6.95. And garlic sauce, $6.95. Jiffa peanut butter, $10.95. And cherry and apple pie fillings, only $6.95. And the cherries as low as $4.95. Remember, Easter Trading Limited is here for you.
Enough
is enough. The people are fed up. They are taking to the streets again this Friday, November 29th. Dominicans are determined to stop money launderers. We need a clean voters list. Stop the fraudulent elections. Come in red, come in blue, come in any color. Stand up and protect and save your country. This Friday, November 29th, join the People's March to Freedom. Patrons gather as one body at the Portersville Savannah, 2 p.m. This Friday, be there. Save your country. Enough is enough. Hyenas and money launderers will be exposed on big screen. See who they are tomorrow. Be there.
All right, Dominica, we're back. Yes, of course, we Dominica, the representatives are there. The guests met the president. Gentlemen, I can sense your frustration.
Matt.
Do you think Mr. Savary was really convinced not to, you know, hear his views and what's going on there?
I wouldn't say he's been convinced by someone, but he's convinced by his own self. Because he's only, it's simple to see that Mr. Savage only.
He was not comfortable there?
No.
No, well.
He was not.
At a certain time of the meeting, with the amount of questions that were proposed to him, you could see he was unstable.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can tell you, I'm same sign with Savage. Apparently, me and Mr. Savage have the same birthday.
Really?
2nd of October.
So what did you observe there?
So I can tell you what I observed from a man like that. I can tell you this man, he's not stable because he know what he's doing is not justice to the people. Because I know when a Liberian is lying, eventually they start trembling.
You saw that?
This have nothing to do with age.
Yo,
I can tell you, when a Liberian is lying, when a Liberian is lying, they can't stay stable for too long. No. Eventually, you will see where he's going wrong. He start trembling, he start being uncomfortable, he can't sit on his chair properly no more. He don't know how to stay.
So total pressure on all sides in that meeting.
It's a pressure because you have the group of the young people there, we the people, and you have
Seven McKenzie
and then you group that, right, with the other group. And it's only one question proposing to him, that the people need electoral reform and vote as ID can. And he would try to twist and turn in all different angles, give you all different sort of stories and history of way back. So then I tell him, it's good to know that you're bringing back history. Because I heard that you called for a stone brigade or a cool wash brigade?
Cool wash brigade.
Then he told me a cool wash brigade. I said,
oh, he told you that?
Yes.
Interesting. Let's take a free phone call. I know that you want to call at this time. Hello. Hello, I go. Go ahead. Go ahead. 44930. Are you still there, caller? Listen to me and not trying to. Are you there, caller, now? I'm sorry, I gave you a chance. Hello, talk to me on the telephone.
Hey, Mato, good afternoon.
How are you, my brother?
Hi, good man. And good afternoon to my soldiers, them in the studio now.
Okay, go.
Yeah, Tola and Boot. Yeah. Bruno, yeah, partner. Bruno, yeah.
You have something on there that's causing some feedback, a little noise in the background. Is your vehicle door open or something?
Yes, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, so, yes, Matt, let me just congratulate these young guys. We're really trying our best to really bring this country back to right order. That is our ultimate goal. But it's rather unfortunate that nobody not speaking to scare it or and to tell sovereign scare it that, look, this country is in a hostile stage at this point in time and they must adhere to the request of the people. So this afternoon, Matt, I'm making that call. I want to call on the people, the patriots, to, you know, come out and join that movement because it is very important to stand up, you know, and fight for your country. Thank you very much, Matt. And
thank you. More telephone calls at this time, 1:39. I was trying to actually get an address I had. I think a party in a going away address of the former Prime Minister of Dominica for Mr. LeBlanc. I'll see if I can play that for you this afternoon there. Hello, talk to me. Hi. 449-3095. Let's do this. Hi.
Matt, how are you doing?
I'm here, man. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I don't think those guys really expected any positive result from Savre. I mean, we all know that President Savre is an agent of the Labour Party. He's a creature of the Labour Party, complaining to Savre about Skerrit is like complaining to Skerrit about Skerrit. So it's good that they still went to just confirm that for Dominica to know that, yes, Charles Savre is indeed, even at this hour, a creature of the Labour Party. So the only thing that's left to be done is for the people to police their own election. If there's an election next week, the people need to police their own election and take care of anything they feel they need to take care of to police their own election in any shape, any manner, any form necessary. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. So, guys, what are you going to be doing in the next? I mean, we have big protesters happening. What is going to happen for the...
For the people to be doing that level of policing on the day of election, there is still a problem, because what about when the ballot box leave the polling station? Will we still be there to police the ballot box? To me, the only thing we need to do is take our stand now, and now we need to stand up for our rights and stand up what is against us that is not right. We need to get rid of what is not right and put what is right in place right now.
Only solution.
Yeah, this is the only solution. We need to stand up for our rights. And there's a big movement going out. I would ask everybody to come out and support the movement, because these guys who have no form of relenting for the people or doing anything in the people's interest, only in their interest. As you see, 90% for them and 10% for the people. Right now, I don't even see no percentage for the people.
None at all?
No percentage at all.
Not at all.
According to the last caller, we don't know what we are going to expect and hear from Mr. Savre. But as you said, it was good that we went there to exactly know how he's thinking and speak with him, because it is better to do that than assume.
I'm just going to play there for you guys. You guys are a little young and you may not have heard. I just got this from the archives. I'm going to listen to E.O. LeBlanc when he resigned in 1974. Let's listen a beat to that. I'll play the whole thing, maybe sometime on Monday. I'm going to play you for this one.
God, my dear comrades, as decreed, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Although I am addressing you, the members of the Labour Party, at this special general conference, this message is intended for all Dominicans, both at home and abroad. I wish to place on record my sincere appreciation for the confidence placed in me over the years. After the 1957 general election, I became the de facto leader of the parliamentary opposition in the Legislative Council, since at that time there was no constitutional provision for a leader of the opposition. I was 34 years old at the time. Subsequently, I had the honor and privilege to represent Dominica in the now defunct federal parliament. In 1961, at the age of 37, I became chief minister, and from that time, I have been serving in the capacity of first minister of government up to this day. Whatever my supporters or my detractors may say, I firmly believe that no man is indispensable. And bearing in mind that the leader of a country can at no time take leave in the popular sense, my long term of honest service compels me to give up the leadership. If after 5 years my services would again be required in that capacity, I will give the matter the very serious consideration that it deserves. You must have observed that during my 18 years in active politics, and especially during the 14-year period I had the honor to serve Dominica as number one servant, I have refrained from taking up the various challenges to my honesty, sincerity, or dedication to the cause of Dominica. I prefer to concentrate on the job at hand instead of allowing myself to be inveigled into a situation of taking up those challenges and fighting back, so to speak, or indulging in time-consuming episodes of mepui and character assassination, which characterize the standard of Dominican politics in many respects, dating back to the years when a lawyer politician rode a donkey bearing the name of his opponent through the streets of Roseau. My decision to relinquish the leadership of the party will no doubt attract all sorts of criticism and speculation, especially from opposition politicians and their supporters, who to their chagrin and disappointment shouted very often, "Resign, resign," climaxing in a motion of low confidence to no avail during my absence from the stage. No doubt in their exasperation, they may turn turtle and shout to the populace that Leblanc ought not to go at this time. And when one argument fails, they will come up with another, no doubt to suffer a similar fate. I have been in politics long enough to know who gets the blame, but I can assure you that what some may be disposed to consider our achievements, be it our cultural awareness, our definite realization of a national identity, housing schemes at Kingston, Kingsville, Calibishi, Point Michel, etc., the fact that every hamlet or village is connected by Mott River roads, colleges or the several school buildings, Radio Dominica, police stations, the National Provident Fund to protect the poor employees, or what have you, was not due to me alone, but to all of us who toil during one period or another to improve our people and better the conditions we live in.
All right, I'm going to stop it at this time. I'll play it again in full, but basically tell the message. He was actually, you know, writing his, or giving his final speech at this time. He had had enough and wanted to go, passing on the baton to somebody else. That was the Labour Party in those days, from the very same village that Mr. Skerritt is from at this day. But it seemed very difficult for him to hand over to somebody else. On the line with me at this time, and I will play that entire episode there sometime in the near future. Lennox Linton is on the line joining me at this time. Lennox, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my pleasure.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
People of Dominica, good afternoon to your guests in the studio. Gentlemen, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lennox. Go ahead.
Yes. Matt, I wanted to make an observation because I'm listening to these young men sharing their experience of meeting the president. And I've met with the president on two occasions in the past 2 weeks. First, with a team from the United Workers Party, and then on Wednesday of this week with a team from the United Workers Party and the Prime Minister and his team on the government side. The President convened a meeting and he invited the Bishop and the head of the Methodist Church to be with him at the meeting as moderators. Let me share my experience at that meeting, because it is significant in light of what the gentlemen are reporting to the nation this afternoon about their meeting this morning with Mr. Savarin. The meeting was called because Mr. Savarin claims there are concerns about the temperature, the political temperature leading up to the election, and concerns for peace and tranquility in the build-up to elections and after the elections. And therefore, he was meeting with civil society organizations, he was meeting with political parties and so on to see what's going on, to urge everybody to keep the peace, etc. We assured Mr. Savarin, the president of Dominica, that we are peacekeepers, we are peacemakers, we are lovers of peace. And so we will do everything within our power to keep the peace. That, however, does not permit us to ignore the issues for which people in Dominica feel they are being unfairly treated, they are being oppressed, they are being taken for granted, they are being disregarded by the government in standing for their right to have free and fair elections in Dominica and an electoral process that will deliver free and fair elections as much as is humanly possible. But Mr.
sovereign seems to believe that the actions, the demonstrations, the protests for free and fair elections almost fell from the sky, and we can just will them and wish them away. And I was pointing out to him at the meeting that, Mr. Sovereign, these are the results. These demonstrations, this protest action, these demand for answers about free and fair elections are coming from real people, young people who live in the society of Dominica and who deserve to have the matters of concern to them attended to. But throughout the meeting, it was the case on the first occasion when we met by ourselves with Mr. Sovereign as the president, and when we met with the prime minister and his team in Mr. Sovereign's office, that Mr. Sovereign presented himself as a defender of Roosevelt's carrot, as a promoter of whatever Roosevelt's carrot wants. And in no way, shape, or form, as the people's president, as the president of the people. And I told him, Mr. Sovereign, you are the embodiment of the state of Dominica. You are the chief custodian of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica. You are supposed to be operating above the cut and thrust of politics. And I was disappointed that I listened to you for the entire afternoon. You sounded very much like the Minister of National Security in Mr. Skerritt's cabinet, who went out years ago and supported the call by Lennox Lawrence that the members of the United Workers' Party should be hunted down like Obama is hunting down Al-Qaeda and dealt with. You cannot be a president like that, Mr. Sovereign. It is not good for the people of Dominica. It will not do well for the people of Dominica. And we'll find ourselves in the situation that we find ourselves right now, because the people have a right to object to things that they feel are not going in their best interest. And I told him, you know, here we are talking about the rule of law. Here we are talking about the Constitution. And the reason we are where we are today is because of one man's disobedience to the law and one man's refusal to accept the provisions of the Constitution. The Constitution of Dominica provides that it is the Electoral Commission, which as the electoral management body for Dominica, will be responsible for elections in Dominica. Not political parties, but Mr. Prime Minister, as head of a political party in government, has decided he will prevent the Electoral Commission, he will frustrate the work of the Electoral Commission, so there is no reform in order for what Tony Astafan said in 2008 to be fulfilled, and that is the prevention of the destruction of Mr. Skerritt's re-election legacy through electoral reform. Mr. Astafan at that time referred to it as madness. And from since then, back in 2008, 11 years ago, we see the collaboration between Mr. Skerritt and Alec Lawrence and Anthony Astafan and so on, and the chairman of the commission, to prevent the commission from doing its work. Mr. Skerritt's interference in the work of the commission is unconstitutional. And Mr. Skerritt's insistence that there can be no reform if the existing electoral laws are not reformed as he wants them to be reformed is a violation of law. It is a disobedience to the law, because the law as it exists right now permits the Electoral Commission to clean the list of voters through a verification exercise. And it also permits the Electoral Commission to issue ID cards for voting. That's all of these gentlemen are talking about. That's all the people of Dominica are talking about. And Mr. Sovereign has decided there is no way he's going to intervene, because there is no way he's going to upset Skerritt's plan of having another election in Dominica without reform. We raised with him the question of extending the date, of adjourning the date for the election to allow the Electoral Commission to complete its work in terms of dealing with the objections that we have raised to persons whose names came on the list or are seeking to be entered on the list in the final days of registration. There are 1,343 objections that we have raised. They have not been dealt with. But notwithstanding that, the Electoral Commission is going ahead and presenting a final list of electors, which we find to be totally and absolutely wrong. Mr. Saverin is refusing to exercise his authority to extend the date for the election so that the Electoral Commission can do its work. And he is coming up with all sorts of fancy arguments, as these gentlemen heard from him this morning, a whole set of fancy arguments that says, well, he cannot do this, and he cannot do that, and he cannot do this. Every time it comes for him to act for the people, and in the interest of justice for the people, there is a legal reason or some highfalutin argument that he can raise to defeat it. But he will stand for everything that Roosevelt Skerritt wants. Everything that Roosevelt Skerritt wants to do is fine. Everything that the people want and are demanding, there's a problem with it.
All right, I'll tell you what, Lennox, because of the time, we have to kind of wrap up at this time. So, Mr. Lennox Linton experienced the same, very same thing that you guys experienced about 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
But, you know all I can say, no?
Thank you, Lennox.
To all the frustrated patriotic Dominicans.
Yes.
You see all the frustration for the 20 or the 19 years?
Mm-hmm.
I think now is the time they have to release their frustration. That's what Savra said. If you're frustrated now, right now, at this moment, as a patriotic Dominican, now is the moment for you to release your frustration, release your anger.
He said in recent times that he wants peace.
No.
Matt.
A man that wants peace, Matt, can never go in that direction.
Matt, I throw a question to the people.
Yes.
I don't know if they have what's in there? Muta battle memory pool or something there.
Yeah, memory pool.
Yeah. Who was the person that say we should not go by a PC Matt and shop? Was it the same president?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. So Matt, come on.
Oh, Matt.
What do you expect again from
this
him?
President tell us in 79 we were taking down a dangerous government. Too dangerous for Dominica and the region by extension. But this criminal enterprise is so dangerous, it go beyond international, past the region, it go international, Matt. And Mr. Sabre sitting there,
still there,
and telling us he cannot push back the election for us to get election reform, so we'll have a clean and fair election. So what you trying to tell me? You have your bad government that's so dangerous, and we have to sit back here and watch your dangerous government do it play. No. In 79, you say bad government to go. In 2009, dangerous government have to go by any cause.
Mm-hmm.
By any cause. And now it's no, we're saying that by any cause, Savre, any cause.
Matt, don't forget also, 2 months after he come from being Minister of National Security, where did he went to? Becoming the president as a liberator. So Matt, we didn't expect nothing better again.
Hello, talk to me on the telephone, a quick call then we have to move on. Hello, yes? Hello, you missed that opportunity. I was giving you a chance here. 449-3095. If you need to call, you have to call right now. I know the lines are jammed, everybody's calling at this time. Let's try this one. Hello.
Good afternoon, Matt, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Keep the struggle going, young man. Matt, I didn't have any confidence in this meeting with the president. I am an optimist, you know, but I have, as I tell you, I just study and observe things. And I was just waiting to hear the outcome of all those meetings there. But if it have one Dominican that is not surprised about the outcome of the meeting with Charles Savre, it's me that caller there. Charles Savre is for Charles Savre and Roosevelt Skerritt, who pays the piper. So he's calling their tune, and Savre is singing to the music. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Our final call from the diaspora. Are you there, caller? Quickly, we have to go. Yes.
Yeah, Merlin.
Hello.
I was right now, and just that a PTI in the VI right now, but I would have come down and help all you guys. We need to get Savre out of there and body slam that sock on the ground.
Gentlemen, give me your final comments. We don't have too much time.
Yes, Matt. People, as you can see, the president, neither the prime minister, is willing to resign. So I'm not putting nothing in all your head. Use all your head for yourself. But I know where I stand. And I stand for righteousness, justice, and peace.
Yes, sir.
Dominicans, this government dangerous. And we can't live in a dangerous society. We have to get rid of them. And we have to do anything, any means. Just like what Savra did in 79, we're going to do just worse than that. And this is starting this weekend. We can't give him no time. Because he need to go by Monday, Tuesday, we need to get rid of Savra and Scary. So you see now, we have to put the pressure on and push it on hard. Block places, block road, do all kind of a thing. Don't be scared. It's for your rights, you need block road, block street, lie down in the street, do everything you can. We're going to get them out by Tuesday. Tuesday is the most we're giving them. Dominicans, get out and get out with no fist. No weapon, we coming out.
Peacefully.
The final word is yours.
Yes. Well, to everyone, I would like you all to know it is our rights to demonstrate. There's no one that can prevent us from demonstrating and exercising our rights. So we need to stop living in fear, and according to the slogan of United Workers Party from long before, fear no more, my people. Right now, we need to stand up and take a stand. We need to stand up and take a stand to save our soul, to save our country, to save ourselves, our children, and everything else, brother. Because as I can see, what goes wrong comes wrong. How it was in 1979, it looked like it's playing back right in front of us today in 2019. So if we have to go back to the Cool Watch Brigade, my people, we'll have to do what we have to do. If we have to stand up, we'll have to stand up. We don't mean protesting. One thing I want to get clear to the nation. Protesting is not about going out and burning somebody's property. It's not about going out and victimizing someone physically. But we could make our placards, we could hit the streets, we could argue we're not going to work, we're making that sacrifice to protest, to get what we know is right towards us and our needs, because we need electoral reform and our voters' ID card, and I think we should take a stand and protest until we get that. We don't need to go and do nothing out of the way. If we have to stand in the streets and block the streets to make that the country look like it's a form of shutdown, we need to shut down the country to get what we need. We'll have to do it, my friend.
Yeah. When I was young, I used to play football. I was too short to play basketball. I used to try a little volleyball.
Yeah, don't forget. There's a big protest. Walk to Freedom taking place at 2:30.